And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. And it is a Tuesday morning, and we do this twice a month. We talk with members of the Manhattan City Commission and City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy joining us by the phone. City Manager Fear, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Mayor Reddy, good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to have you guys both on here on the program. I know it seemed like for a little while we were getting a little optimistic here with maybe COVID-19 was subsiding just a little bit here in our area. We saw a few more cases again last week, a couple deaths also reported last week. And you know, as we continue to see reopening, we're seeing more cases pop up. But it is, I think, good for some folks to see that some business is getting back to normal, at least here, as we saw over the weekend.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's great that everything is opening up again. One thing I do want us to be sure and still be aware that we're still in the pandemic. So I like seeing everybody outside doing everything, being active. But yesterday, Dr. Norman and Governor Kelly were doing their press conference, and they had the map of Kansas with the red dots, red arrows. And Riley County had a red arrow on it indicating we're not going in the right direction. I think we still need to be cautious and understand that it's so important to wear a face covering or a face mask, especially if you can't adhere to the 6 feet social distancing. So I think, you know, we can enjoy everything that we have, but we also want to make sure our numbers are low and the positive cases don't increase to the point where our hospitals are going to get full. Enjoy life, enjoy the weather, enjoy the activities, but also take all the safety precautions that are in place since we do have that red arrow in Riley County now. So.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. As I've spent a few days away from this place, I noticed as I traveled, mask usage anymore when I go in public places is about half. All the employees are wearing masks, mm-hmm. but I'd say maybe only half the customers are doing so. And I don't know if it's just a hesitation, if people are just tired of it and maybe the hotter weather, I don't know. But it is kind of interesting that people don't seem to be adhering to the warnings as much as maybe they were even a month ago.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think, and we're not doing a resurgence. We're still in the first part of it. There's no resurgence here. We haven't gotten out of it to have a resurgence. So.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we have the task force together, and I think they're doing everything they can to help businesses still move forward in a safe manner.
Well, it's interesting here. We heard from the Riley County Commission yesterday voting not to continue a sales tax option. I'm curious, Ron, has the city sales tax issue, is that going to still go forward here on this year's ballot?
So it's to be determined, Brandon. The commission has had just a little bit of discussion. Obviously, that it was something that was talked about quite a bit at the retreat earlier in the year. I think the impact of COVID-19 and how that might affect the community going forward, and are there new priorities for recovery, need to fit into that conversation, and you know whether or not there's a ballot question that makes sense for everybody for this November, I think is something to have some discussion on and what's the mood of the public. You know, the advantage of this November election is you're going to have likely a very, very large turnout. So the chances of getting a true feeling of the public is certainly an opportunity that won't typically present itself again for quite a while. So, but I do think, you know, we need to relook at some of those priorities. I think everybody's in agreement that it's going to be important for the community moving forward that the tax be renewed. We do have some time. It doesn't expire until the end of 2022. So there are some more opportunities to be able to do so. And it's somewhat of a short time to be able to craft something would seem to make sense, and ideally it's been a somewhat of a joint effort between the city and the county in the past, and there was some discussion about how could we make that work for each entity. There certainly is a desire for the city to be able to do a city sales tax, just because there's a lot more revenue to be gained in Pottawatomie County side of the city. A lot of retailers over there that would generate additional revenue for some substantial projects that we've identified in the past, as well as potentially more recovery opportunity. I think the impact of some of the CARES Act money, this new round of funding from Spark, from the state, don't know all the details about what we're going to be able to do with that, but invariably, it doesn't look like very many of the programs are working to or going to be allowed to replace lost revenue. So sales tax revenue that we didn't get from all the stores being closed, that's not a form of aid that the federal or state government's going to likely provide us with.
And there's no doubt we're going to see a dip in revenues, and we may already be seeing that come in here with reports. What are you anticipating here, the sales tax revenues, to look like here for March, April, May?
Well, down significantly. Our March revenue was off about 15%. The April revenue reports, we won't get, and from the state, sales tax primarily, won't be to us till the end of this month. There's a two-month lag in reporting that. We have done some inquiries to some of our business. Some have been cooperative and some haven't. Obviously, some of the exempt businesses that have been open and not reflected have been doing as well as they typically do, and some better. But there's been a lot more businesses that have been closed. So that recovery, I think that's part of the question is how long will that recovery effort be as far as folks getting back to normal? Through the task force, we know that there are still certain stores and restaurants that haven't reopened, but that have tried to do some more online stuff. And we have seen some increased returns in compensating use tax. So we know folks have been shopping more online, and the legislature has made some adjustments in the State Department of Revenue to collect more of those online taxes. So but we think there'll still be a gap. We think the April revenue could be down anywhere from 15 to 25, 30%, but hopefully closer to that 15% amount, probably a little bit higher, maybe 18 to 20% percent on average. We think April likely will be the most impactful month, and that'll certainly allow us to do some forecasting. Other funds that have been impacted significantly is transient guest tax funds. Obviously, we anticipate typically we would budget about $2 million a year for that. We think we're only going to get about half of that. And that's certainly an industry sector for conferences, meetings, and other activities that we think will be fairly slow to recover. And so it'll take a while. And while we're on that subject, next week the City Commission will hear from the outside agencies, the Social Service Agencies, Special Alcohol Fund Committee, 8 requests, also ATA and Manhattan Art Center. So some of those categories have been impacted, those funding categories, and that'll be just part of that overall budget discussion. We have quite a few more budget work sessions. After this next one, we'll have another focus on the city budget from the general fund perspective following our work session last week. On June 30th, and then two more in July. So the first one in July will be where the Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau will make their mid-year presentation, some of their requests and forecasts. So a lot of different funds that are impacted in different ways. Even our gas tax program, I'm sure, will be down just because, when the stay-at-home order went into place, there were virtually no traffic on the highways except for shipping. So gas usage went down considerably. Those lots of different categories that will invariably be lower next year.
You know, Brandon, you know, all of that news is just extremely dire as far as our revenue sources are concerned. But I also want to say that this is not just Manhattan. This is the state of Kansas. This is all 50 states and internationally speaking as well. So the impact, because it's being felt by everybody, I think there's, as we all come out into a recovery phase to where we can make some revenue once again, hopefully the COVID-19 stimulus package funds that are coming will be redirected in some of those areas. And I can see that happening because all, especially the hospitality industry, that's been devastating for all communities. And I think there's lots of conversations going on about how to use the COVID-19 money. Tom Hawk, Senator Tom Hawk, is on the steering committee for the Governor's Spark recovery team, as well as Lyle Butler, he's the chair. But Tom Hawk is having a town hall tomorrow via Zoom at 7 o'clock, and we can get that information out to anybody who would like to watch it to get a gauge of what we need and how to make sure we what the guidelines will be and how we can use that money. Because ultimately, the money needs to be used so that we are moving forward and helping our businesses, our individuals, and our families come back to where they are once again thriving and not just in survival mode. So we need to learn what the community needs are. But, you know, it might be that every hotel needs to have precautions and make sure they all have, if they need face shields or whatever it is, maybe this money can be used so that we can increase consumer confidence so people will visit. And it's going to come back to what to do and what precautions we have to take to make sure they come out of their homes and eat outside or engage in activities that are out there. And I think that's the effort we all need to work towards.
And that Zoom meeting, by the way, is 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 to 8, looks like. Is there a link to that maybe online somewhere?
I can forward it to you. I don't know if they put it out anywhere.
Okay.
But I know Tom Hawk, Senator Tom Hawk, wanted, you know, just to send it out to everybody.
Yep.
I think Dave got a copy of it, Brandon.
Yeah, I got a copy as well from Senator Hawk.
Okay.
Very good. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll get into what's coming up on the City Commission's agenda here for tonight. It's 9:20. You're listening to News Radio KMAN's In Focus.